Welcome to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast with your host, pharmacist Michael, where you learn everything about happy, healthy living. Now, here's your host, pharmacist Michael.
Welcome to episode 6 of the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. I have a special treat for you today. We are going to do an interview with a friend of mine who suffers from Crohn's disease. Crohn's disease is a type of inflammatory bowel disease which can affect people at different parts of their digestive tract. Some symptoms of Crohn's disease are severe diarrhea, abdominal pain, malnutrition, weight loss, and fatigue. Crohn's disease is most common in Western Europe and North America, and it has a prevalence of about 100 to 300 people per 100,000. More than 500,000 Americans are afflicted with this disorder. Now, as far as Sunshine Nutraceuticals goes, I do have a couple of products that may help if you have this disorder. One of them is Probiotic 40, which you can find at sunshinentc.com. Be sure to use the code PODCAST, P-O-D-C-A-S-T, to get 10% off your complete order. And remember that shipping in the United States is always free. I've also got turmeric, which can help with pain. But I think the probiotics are probably the best thing for this disorder. And again, it's called Probiotic 40. Let's get on with the interview. Now that I've went through some of the basics of Crohn's disease, I want to introduce all of you to one of my friends. Her name is Jennifer Winkler. How are you doing today, Jennifer?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing good today. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming to talk to us.
I'm really excited to be here.
So I want Jennifer to explain to you guys what her experience has been with Crohn's disease and also how you know if you may have it yourself. So the first question I'm going to ask you, Jennifer, is how did you find out that you had Crohn's disease?
Well, this happened back in 2005. I was at my job and I was having severe pain in my lower left abdomen, and it was causing me to double over. I couldn't eat, throwing up. It was the worst pain I think I've ever had. So my husband took me to the emergency room and they did a CAT scan, and that's where they first found out that I had it. And mine is mainly in the ileum of the intestinal tract, and it was pretty bad. I was in a pretty bad shape.
Okay, and how many years have you been dealing with Crohn's disease?
This is going on 17 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
17 years. And what kind of things have you done that have made it better or worse? What are some tips you could give to people who may have Crohn's disease?
Well, I was going to a local doctor for it, and for years, I wasn't getting the help I should have gotten. I was being put on different kinds of pills. Nothing was helping, you know, change diet. It didn't even seem to help. Certain things can set you off, but I finally was put in the hospital for having bowel obstructions, and that's when I finally thought, I've got to get some better help. I live in Pennsylvania, so I went to Pittsburgh and saw a very good gastroenterology group down there. That is when they finally put me on Humira. It took about 3 months for it to, you know, come in effect, but it has been a miracle for me. And I'm also on a couple other pills that keep your digestive system going.
So Humira has really been your saving grace.
Humira, to me, is a miracle drug because I would be literally on the floor in pain, cold sweats, you know, you're throwing up from it, you get diarrhea from it. It would last sometimes 48 hours straight with that pain, And it feels like somebody is literally stabbing you in your abdomen. It's pretty bad.
Sounds bad. So how does it affect your life, like in day-to-day living?
When it was really bad, I mean, I couldn't even really go out to eat because if you go out, a lot of preservatives that restaurants put in their food, even things that you make at home, I had to quit eating certain things like salad can set you off, any kind of roughage. The one thing my doctor said is if you eat something that is hard and you have to continually chew it to break it down, then think about what your intestinal tract is doing to break that food up. The key was if it's hard to eat, then it's going to be hard to digest. So
Right.
you have to change your diet and you have to eat certain things. You have to stay away from certain things. And like I said, it was hard to go out to eat because you never know when you would get set off.
Okay, and what would you tell somebody who thought they may have this? How would they know they had it?
Some key points to look for. Mine, like I said, is centralized by the ileum, and it will get inflamed and the opening gets smaller. So that way, the food can't go through it. If you have any kind of pain in your lower abdomen, that's where it's mainly at. And if you get severe pain that feels like somebody's literally stabbing you, if you get constipated or have diarrhea, because they both can happen, if you eat something and you immediately, like I would throw up sometimes because your body just doesn't want that food in there. The pain is the main thing. If you have a lot of pain in your abdomen, trouble going to the bathroom, if you get constipated, that is a sign that it could be an issue with having Crohn's. Or some people, even with diverticulitis and stuff, can sometimes also have the same symptoms. So if you ever, if you're going through the process where you're constantly having pain and you can almost feel like a lump in your abdomen because the food can't move through. When you have a lot of pain like that, and it happens when you eat, that is a time you definitely need to go see the doctor and see if there is something going on. That's the main thing, that the pain is horrific. You would definitely know there's a problem.
So, did you just trust a general practitioner, or did you actually end up with a gastroenterologist to treat you for this?
I first started with a general practitioner. They sent me to a gastroenterologist in where I live. They were not helping me. I mean, years, they just kept giving me different pills and nothing would help. That's when I finally decided to go to a bigger city like Pittsburgh and go to a very highly recommended and, good gastroenterologist that knows exactly what you're going through. The one that I go through specializes in just patients with Crohn's. So they can help you a lot if you find the right doctor.
Yeah, that's one of the things I always tell people is to find somebody who has treated what you have multiple times. The more times they've treated it, the better off you are because they.
Right. Sometimes a small town might not have the best doctors. So you always need to go maybe to a bigger city to get better help. But first, go to somebody near you to find out what it is first. Because like I said, there are some other diagnoses that aren't Crohn's, but you could, still have the same symptoms. Best thing is CAT scan, where they use the dye and they can track exactly where the problem is. That's the best thing to do when you have pain like this.
Okay, well, I think this is helpful for anybody who thinks they might be suffering from Crohn's, and I'm assuming that because that's what this podcast is about, they will be listening. Is there anything else that you would tell them or any tips you could give them just to help them through this?
As far as if somebody out there already has Crohn's, the best thing I could tell you, like I said, you have to watch what you eat. Like I said, anything that is hard to chew, rule of thumb, it's going to be hard to digest. a lot of roughage, like the salads and stuff. You have to get some fiber into your diet to help your digestive system, you know, break down the food. If you, you know, constantly have that pain and have it to where, you know, it's doubling you over, then you definitely have to get a notebook. Everything that you eat, write it down. And then if you have an attack, then you know what sets you off. Like me, I can't eat onions, no kind of onions at all. It'll set me off. And I started writing down everything that I ate. And if I had an attack, I would go back and go, okay, I ate broccoli. I shouldn't be eating that. So that's how you find out exactly what you can and cannot eat.
Right. The food diaries can help with migraines and other things too. I think that's a great idea. So thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. I think the listeners will appreciate it as well.
Well, it's like I said, it's a very, sometimes it can be difficult to diagnose, but once you find the right doctor, the right medication, it's a godsend, because after 17 years, you kind of get fed up with it. So, right. But yeah. The best thing I could tell everybody is, like I said, get a notebook, write everything down, and find out what might be bothering you. I mean, my best friend, she has Crohn's and got it before me. Now, she had to have part of her intestines taken out. That's how bad it was. I got it after her, and she gave me some really good tips on that. But sometimes what bothers you might not bother somebody else. So everybody's different with what they can and cannot eat.
Right. Okay. Thank you for your help. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. And it's been great being here, and I hope anything I said might help anybody out there that's suffering with it or might not know they have it.
And if you guys have any questions, be sure to contact me. You can get a hold of me, sunshine.nutraceuticals@yahoo.com, and I can send questions directly to Jennifer and then get back to you with the answers.
Yeah, I would be happy to help anybody, because this is, now that I'm on the Humira, mine is in remission. And it's been a godsend to me. It really has.
Do you take any nutraceutical supplements or anything for your Crohn's?
As far as, like, you mean like vitamins and stuff, just a multivitamin, introducing fiber into the, sometimes too much fiber can, you have to watch that too. Just do exactly what you're supposed to, not overdo it. But vitamins can help. Some people, like my girlfriend, she takes probiotics. It helps her. You know, everybody is different. So what helps you might not help somebody else, but you have to try some different medications to see what helps you. And if you have Crohn's and you possibly take pain medicine, that can back your system up very bad. And you have to take something to counteract that. So it's something that, go see a top-notch gastroenterologist, Google people online. That's what I did, and I found a great one that helped me.
That's great advice. Okay, we're going to sign off, guys, and I hope you've learned something from this. I know I have. So
I would be happy to answer anybody's questions if they need, questions asked to you. I'd be happy to help.
Okay, thank you very much, Jennifer.
Thanks. It was great being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Sunshine Nutraceuticals podcast. Visit us today at www.sunshinentc.com. Have a happy, healthy life.